Hey, Chad.
Hey, Ramsey, how's it going?
Good, man, good.
Happy Wednesday.
Yeah. Well, hump day, right?
That's right. We're almost there.
Yeah, I work in the weekends, too, so it's all the same to me.
Yeah, your days are just days at that point. They're not, don't go by weekdays. What can I do you for today?
Well, I wanted to give you a couple of days, but I also wanted to reach out. They still haven't changed the painting thing, and it really bothers me. I really want that changed.
Okay.
Drywall's not on there, so that's.
Good point there. So it is changed. You're just looking in the wrong area. So let me pull that up for you really quickly. I'll walk you through that, okay? Give me one sec. Because I did reach out to Ruben. We talked last time, and he actually sent me a screenshot of it, and it actually has all the services that you provide on there. Let me pull it up. Hold on. Give me one sec.
Okay,
so...
I guess you may have a point. It may have all of the services on there. I guess I should be more clear. The first thing that's written down is painting. That's what my problem is. Like, literally, I just looked on it, and it says painting. You know, it should say drywall and painting, or just, you know, if there's not enough room for painting, it should just be drywall, and then they could, you know, open it up and see the rest of the things, you know, that are offered.
Yeah, so it says right here, it says painting services, interior painting, exterior painting, commercial painting, residential painting, office painting, professional painting, house painting, drywall repairs, popcorn ceiling removal, drywall finishes, drywall installations, handyman services, toilet repairs, light fixture installation, light fixture removal, ceiling fan installation, ceiling fan removals, deck staining, deck painting, and then wood staining as well.
Yeah, and like I say, Charlie, all that's great, but it needs to lead with the drywall. We don't need to lead with the painting. The painting is secondary for me. So that's what the problem is. It needs to lead with the drywall.
With the drywall at the top, please.
Yes. And everything that goes, you know, with it. You know what I mean? As far as popcorn ceiling removal and drywall installation and drywall hanging and everything. And then we can do the painting, and then the last thing would be the handyman stuff.
Right. So, like, how this service works, and this is how it works on Google. So, like, this is all the services you have here. So it doesn't really – I mean, for you, I know you want to look there, and I'm going to have them try to fix that to see what they can do. But really, it goes, like, based off of searches. So it's just showing, like, if somebody were to search one of those services, you would still pop up for that service that they offer. Does that make sense? You still there?
Hold on.
Randy?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm still here. Sorry. I
hear you working.
Okay. Now that I'm actually here, I can focus a little bit.
Okay.
Pull that out. Okay. Hold on. What I want to do, Charlie, is I want to look on, I don't know, maybe I don't need to, but I look on the page, and I don't know, are you looking at it now?
I am looking at your account here with us. I can go into your client dashboard, yeah.
And, you know, like at the very top of the dashboard, it says painting services at the very, very top. And then it has a little arrow where you can expand it or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it has painting services. Yes, it does.
I guess that's kind of what I'm getting at. That needs to be.
Information here. Yeah. So, like, I know it says painting services, but basically, like, when I go to your profile here and I look at all the keyword searches that we have on here, it's those are the keywords for you, right? So if anybody does search up a painting service, you're going to pop up on that first page. Anybody that searches the drywall services, you're going to pop up on that first page. Popcorn, deck, staining, stuff like that, right? That's really what is listed there for you. So it's like what you're seeing on your, I know you're probably only seeing painting service, but what I'm seeing here is I'm seeing all the services that you provided with the technician for my tech team here. So anybody that searches on Google, they're not just going to see that you do painting service because now you're populating for that. They're going to see your actual business name and they're going to be able to contact you directly for the service that they typed in through Google, whether that's painting, whether that's a light fixture, a ceiling fan fixture, deck staining, and so on and so forth. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So basically, okay. I guess I kind of got it backwards. They'll never be able to go to my actual dashboard and see
100%.
That stuff, right?
100%.
Okay.
Yeah, 100%.
That's what I was thinking. Like, they're going to go look at it, and it's going to say painting, and then they're going to be, like, confused. you're saying it's a Google, and it'll be more of a broad, you know what I mean, like, whatever you type in.
Yeah, so the dashboard is strictly for your eyes only. That's to track everything of what we're doing for you as well. We are able to go in there and see the type of results we're getting for you also. But this is really just for your eyes. Your customers are never going to see this dashboard. They're only going to Google itself and typing in, like I said, one of the services that you provide. Once they type that in, your business name as a whole will populate up there, and then now they can just contact you directly and see what you offer for those services based off of the specific service. Does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
That makes a lot of sense.
It clears it up for you now, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. I'm glad I can help you here too, because I know sometimes this could get a little confusing, especially like you said, you know, you're pretty new to this, so I'm glad I can help you understand a lot of this in this area for sure.
And, you know, I'm not trying to kiss your butt up one side and down the other, but just the fact that, you know, I'm getting it from you, it really holds some weight.
Yeah.
Because I know, you know, that you're on it.
Yeah, every time you contact me, I'm making sure that we're doing stuff on that back end to help you out. So where our guys are here to help you out. Now, I know we have a great tech team here though. If you ask them a question, they'll be able to answer it. If they're not giving you the direct answer you're looking for or anything like that, and you're not understanding and you want some more explanation, you could always reach out to me. I'm not saying you shouldn't, but you can always reach out to me. My door is always open for you, but those guys know what they're doing too, okay?
Well, I tried that, and
okay.
I mean, he was good. The young man, I didn't talk to him long enough to really get his name, but the young man that I spoke to before you that reached out to you.
Today?
He was actually really nice, and I asked him, you know, I was going to take my shot. I was like, hey, are you IT guy? He's like, no. Okay. Well, I guess that's, you know, trying to call me back, Doug.
Yeah, I was on the phone call. I was on the phone when you had called, so I told him I would call you back. And you were talking to Sean, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. He's great here as well. So, yeah, does that answer your question? You're solid on that now?
Yeah, I am. But let me ask
Perfect.
You this. How, I mean, I know I'm pushing, and I'm sorry I'm pushing. But, you know, like I said, I'm one of those guys, I hit the ground running.
Yeah.
How soon should I actually be getting calls? Like, should I expect in a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks? I know you said things are happening pretty fast, and I am getting notices. I guess I got my latest one saying that I was on Facebook now or something like that.
Yeah. So we're building everything. So to be completely honest, I mean, you've been up and running with us in 12 days, now. So like I said before, typically this, to get on the first page of Google takes the 30 to 45 days, right? To get up there. Now, yeah. for the Facebook, that should be up and running and in front of your customers now that you've got that message that you're up and running. That's awesome. So now you're there, right? So you should start receiving calls at any time from there. With okay. Google, like I said, your train, it's like a steam engine. You know how steam engines, like, they take a little bit to get going, but once they're going, like, yeah. don't step in front of it.
momentum.
Yeah, that's exactly what this is. So the steam engine is barely just leaving the train station. So we got to get that momentum flowing, and in that 30 to 45 days, your steam engine is at full speed. Okay, and now you're at that first page of Google, and people are going to be able to contact you directly, paired up with the Facebook ad. It's going to be nice, okay?
Okay, and Charlie, just so I make sure I understand, I believe I understand this, you said that I'll propagate up to one of the first on Google, and I kind of think I understand what you're saying, because I looked for K&R Restoration. You know, I did a general search, you know, and I was looking for K&R Restoration, and I was probably about 15 or 20, or probably about 15 down on the list. So what you're saying is, as it goes, my K&R Restoration will go up, right? It'll be one of the first that you see. That's my understanding.
Yeah, so nobody can ever promise you the very first spot. And if they are, they're lying to you, okay? So I want to be
sure.
It's an algorithm, okay? So the fact that you've already done a search and you're already on the first page is pretty quick within the 12 days. So that's good. Now, yes, the longer the service, the better off it is, because, yes, you will be on – it does start to rank you higher the longer you do keep this service, because we're continuously populating you on that first page. And that helps with the Facebook retargeting campaign as well. Okay.
And I don't know – I hope it's not – there is just one more little issue, because, you know, the devil's in the details here. I hope it's not too far down the line to change, but okay, so it says K&R Restoration, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would like to see it say LLC. Behind that, it does not. We are an LLC. And for my money, I don't know what it is. Maybe I'm just being, snobbish or something. But whenever I see a business and I see that LLC behind it, it just kind of jumps out at me. So I would definitely like to have that LLC.
Yeah, I mean, the LLC, it's really just for your tax purposes. I mean, it makes really no difference in, like, somebody seeing that, to be completely honest. Really, it's just kind of like preference for business owners at that point. You know what I mean?
I would like it on there. Are you saying the ship's left the dock and it's kind of too far out to do that now?
I can see what they say. Let me contact. Hold on. Let me talk with my tech team.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. They can put that on there. I'll be able to let them know. I'll put it in the notes, and then I'll tell them to put the LLC on that back end of it. So then that way, you know, you can feel proud about that as well.
Okay.
Cool.
Yes. Awesome.
Yeah.
And I think that's about all I got.
Yeah. No problem. I know some customers like it. Some customers don't. I'll ask people and they're like, well, it's more for my tax purposes. It doesn't matter. And then some people, you know, they're very proud of their name and I respect that. So if you wanted to say that on there, I got no problem letting my tech team know, and then we can make the magic happen for you. Okay.
Okay. All right. Sounds great, Charlie. And I'll give it, hopefully I won't have to reach out again, because I think everything's kind of been done. You know, you guys are definitely taking care of your end. Let me ask you this.
The fact that you're populated on the first page in 12 days is kind of – I think that's actually the fastest I've ever seen it.
Well, maybe it was because I was on there for so long, but just not, you know, legitimized and not built up enough. But, you know, K&R Restoration was on there forever. It was just
for sure
nothing.
Yeah. Yeah,
maybe that has to do with it. So, you guys will bill me the $250 What is that date, Charlie? I want to make sure, obviously, the money's in there and I don't screw it up, because I want to make sure you guys are paid. That way we can keep this thing going.
Yeah, let me check right now for you. That date is, I think it's February 18th is going to be the next billing. So the middle of February.
Okay. So it'd be about the middle, February 18th. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think that falls on a, it falls on a Sunday. So it might come out either the 15th or the 19th. Because it's on a weekend. You typically, like, billing doesn't come out until, like, the Monday or the Friday.
Can we get something definite on that? Only because, like I say, if, you know, I want to make sure it's in there. I mean, I guess I could put it in there the 15th just to make absolutely sure.
Oh, I'm sorry. Not the 15th. The 16th. The 16th is the Friday. So I would just have it in there by the 16th. And then the 18th, it should populate. Yeah, it should populate on the 18th. So, yeah, it's every month. So on every 18th, you'd get billed out.
Okay.
All right, Ramsey.
All right, man. I think that's good. And I appreciate you reaching out again. And, I'm gonna give it some time and I hope my phone starts ringing off the hook.
Yeah. I did too. I'm glad that you call me and, I can make some clarifications here for you. So that way you're understanding of, like, who's looking at what, and that way, you know, you're not like, oh my God, I only have painting service on here. No, we got everything for you. And then the fact that you're already populating is amazing. So I'm glad that they're working pretty diligently on your account here. Okay.
Okay.
If you ever need anything, feel free to reach out to me. I don't mind answering your questions here. And then, we could always take it from there. Okay.
Okay. Sounds great, Charlie. Thanks so much, man.
All right. Thanks, Ramsey. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye bye.
All right. Bye.